The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey is a self-help book that has become a classic in the genre. It was first published in 1989 and has since sold over 25 million copies worldwide. The book is based on the premise that success in life is not just about having the right skills and knowledge, but also about having the right attitude and habits. The book outlines 7 habits that Covey believes are essential for achieving success in life. The first habit is to be proactive. This means taking responsibility for your life and taking action to make things happen. The second habit is to begin with the end in mind. This means having a clear vision of what you want to achieve and working towards it. The third habit is to put first things first. This means prioritizing your tasks and focusing on the most important ones first. The fourth habit is to think win-win. This means looking for solutions that benefit everyone involved. The fifth habit is to seek first to understand, then to be understood. This means listening to others and trying to understand their point of view before expressing your own. The sixth habit is to synergize. This means working together to create something greater than the sum of its parts. The seventh habit is to sharpen the saw. This means taking time to rest and recharge so that you can be more productive. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People is a timeless classic that has helped millions of people around the world achieve success in their lives. It is a must-read for anyone looking to improve their life and reach their goals. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Be proactive, take responsibility for your life and don't let external forces control your decisions. Focus on what you can control and take initiative to make positive changes. Main idea number 2. Begin with the end in mind, visualize the end result you want to achieve and plan your actions accordingly. This will help you stay focused and motivated. Main idea number 3. Put first things first, prioritize your tasks and focus on the most important ones first. This will help you stay organized and productive. Main idea number 4. Think win-win, seek solutions that benefit everyone involved. This will help you build strong relationships and create a positive environment. Main idea number 5. Seek first to understand, then to be understood, listen to others and try to understand their point of view before expressing your own. This will help you build trust and respect. Main idea number 6. Synergize, work together with others to create something greater than the sum of its parts. This will help you achieve more than you could alone. Main idea number 7. Sharpen the saw, take time to rest and recharge. This will help you stay energized and productive. Main idea number 8. Habit 1, be proactive, take responsibility for your life and don't let external forces control your decisions. Focus on what you can control and take initiative to make positive changes. Main idea number 9. Habit 2, begin with the end in mind, visualize the end result you want to achieve and plan your actions accordingly. This will help you stay focused and motivated. Main idea number 10. Habit 3, put first things first, prioritize your tasks and focus on the most important ones first. This will help you stay organized and productive. Main idea number 11. Habit 4, think win-win, seek solutions that benefit everyone involved. This will help you build strong relationships and create a positive environment. Main idea number 12. Habit 5, seek first to understand, than to be understood. Listen to others and try to understand their point of view before expressing your own. This will help you build trust and respect. Main idea number 13. Habit 6, synergize, work together with others to create something greater than the sum of its parts. This will help you achieve more than you could alone. Main idea number 14. Habit 7, sharpen the saw, take time to rest and recharge. This will help you stay energized and productive. Main idea number 15. Embrace change, accept that change is inevitable and use it as an opportunity to grow and improve. Main idea number 16. Balance your life, make time for all aspects of your life, including work, family, and leisure. This will help you stay healthy and productive. Main idea number 17. Set goals, set clear and achievable goals and break them down into smaller tasks. This will help you stay focused and motivated. Main idea number 18. Take action and don't wait for the perfect moment. This will help you make progress and achieve your goals. Main idea number 19. Persevere even when things get tough. This will help you stay focused and motivated. Main idea number 20. Live with integrity. Live according to your values and be honest with yourself and others. This will help you build trust and respect. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The idea of being proactive is to take responsibility for your life and not let external forces control your decisions. It is about focusing on what you can control and taking initiative to make positive changes. This idea is based on the belief that you are in charge of your life and that you have the power to make decisions and take action. It is about taking ownership of your life and not letting external factors dictate your choices. Being proactive means being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and actions and taking responsibility for them. It is about being mindful of the choices you make and the consequences of those choices. It is about being intentional and taking action to create the life you want. It is about being proactive and not reactive, and taking the initiative to make positive changes in your life. The idea of being proactive is an important part of Stephen R. Covey's book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He encourages readers to take responsibility for their lives and to focus on what they can control. He emphasizes the importance of taking initiative and making positive changes. He also encourages readers to be mindful of their thoughts, feelings, and actions and to take ownership of their lives. Main idea number 2. Begin with the end in mind is an important concept to keep in mind when planning any project or goal. It encourages us to think about the end result we want to achieve and then plan our actions accordingly. This helps us stay focused and motivated, as we have a clear vision of what we are working towards. It also helps us to prioritize our tasks and make sure that we are taking the necessary steps to reach our desired outcome. When beginning with the end in mind, it is important to visualize the end result you want to achieve. This could be a specific goal, such as completing a project or achieving a certain level of success. It could also be a more general goal, such as becoming a better person or living a more meaningful life. Once you have a clear vision of what you want to achieve, you can then plan your actions accordingly. This could involve setting specific goals, creating a timeline, and breaking down tasks into manageable steps. By beginning with the end in mind, you can ensure that you are taking the necessary steps to reach your desired outcome. This will help you stay focused and motivated, as you have a clear vision of what you are working towards. It will also help you prioritize your tasks and make sure that you are taking the right steps to reach your goals. Main idea number 3. Putting first things first is an important habit to cultivate in order to be successful. It means taking the time to prioritize tasks and focus on the most important ones first. This will help you stay organized and productive, as well as help you to avoid procrastination. When you prioritize tasks, you can focus on the most important ones first and then move on to the less important ones. This will help you to stay on track and make sure that you are getting the most important tasks done first. When you prioritize tasks, it is important to consider the importance of each task and the amount of time it will take to complete. This will help you to determine which tasks should be done first and which can wait. It is also important to consider the consequences of not completing a task. If a task is important and has a deadline, it should be done first. If a task is not important and has no deadline, it can be done later. Putting first things first is an important habit to cultivate in order to be successful. It will help you stay organized and productive, as well as help you to avoid procrastination. By taking the time to prioritize tasks and focus on the most important ones first, you can ensure that you are getting the most important tasks done first and that you are staying on track. Main idea number 4. The idea of think win-win is an important concept in building strong relationships and creating a positive environment. It is based on the idea that everyone involved in a situation should benefit from the outcome. This means that instead of focusing on what one person can gain, the focus should be on finding a solution that is beneficial to all parties involved. This can be done by looking for common ground and understanding the needs and interests of each person. It is important to remember that win-win solutions are not always easy to find, but they are worth the effort. When looking for a win-win solution, it is important to be open-minded and willing to compromise. This means that each person should be willing to give up something in order to reach a mutually beneficial outcome. It is also important to be patient and to take the time to listen to the other person's point of view. This will help to ensure that everyone involved is satisfied with the outcome. Finally, it is important to remember that win-win solutions are not always possible, but it is important to strive for them whenever possible. By striving for win-win solutions, it is possible to build strong relationships and create a positive environment. This will help to ensure that everyone involved is satisfied with the outcome and that the situation is beneficial to all parties. It is important to remember that win-win solutions are not always easy to find, but they are worth the effort. By taking the time to listen to the other person's point of view and being open-minded and willing to compromise, it is possible to find solutions that benefit everyone involved. Main idea number 5. The idea of seek first to understand, then to be understood is an important concept in Stephen R. Covey's book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It encourages us to take the time to listen to others and try to understand their point of view before expressing our own. This helps to build trust and respect between people, as it shows that we are taking the time to really listen and understand what the other person is saying. It also helps to create an environment of open communication, where both parties feel comfortable expressing their thoughts and opinions. By taking the time to listen and understand, we can create a more productive and meaningful dialogue. This idea is especially important in the workplace, where it is essential to have effective communication between colleagues. By taking the time to listen and understand each other, we can create a more productive and collaborative environment. This can help to foster a sense of trust and respect between colleagues, which can lead to better working relationships and more successful outcomes. The idea of seek first to understand, then to be understood is an important concept that can help us to create more meaningful and productive conversations. By taking the time to listen and understand each other, we can build trust and respect, and create an environment of open communication. This can help to foster better working relationships and more successful outcomes. Main idea number 6. Synergize is an important concept in the book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey. It is the idea that working together with others can create something greater than the sum of its parts. This means that when people come together to work on a project, they can achieve more than they could have done alone. Synergizing involves collaboration, communication, and cooperation between individuals to create something that is greater than the individual contributions. It is a way of leveraging the strengths of each individual to create something that is more powerful than any one person could have created on their own. Synergizing can be applied to any situation, from business to personal relationships, and it is an important tool for achieving success. By working together, people can create something that is greater than the sum of its parts, and this can lead to greater success and satisfaction. Main idea number 7. The idea of sharpen the saw is an important part of Stephen R. Covey's book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It is the 7th habit and is based on the idea that in order to be effective, we must take time to rest and recharge. This is important because it helps us stay energized and productive. It is easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life and forget to take time for ourselves. However, taking time to rest and recharge is essential for our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. When we take time to rest and recharge, we can come back to our tasks with renewed energy and enthusiasm. We can also use this time to reflect on our goals and objectives and make sure that we are on track. Taking time to rest and recharge can also help us to stay focused and motivated. It can help us to stay organized and productive, and it can help us to stay positive and optimistic. In order to sharpen the saw, it is important to make sure that we are taking time to rest and recharge. This can be done in a variety of ways, such as taking a break from work, going for a walk, meditating, or simply taking a few moments to relax and reflect. Taking time to rest and recharge can help us to stay energized and productive, and it can help us to stay focused and motivated. Main idea number 8. Habit 1, be proactive, is all about taking responsibility for your life and not letting external forces control your decisions. It is about focusing on what you can control and taking initiative to make positive changes. This means being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and actions and taking ownership of them. It also means being aware of the environment around you and how it affects your decisions. Being proactive means being intentional and taking action to create the life you want. It means being aware of the choices you make and the consequences of those choices. It means being mindful of how your decisions affect others and being willing to take responsibility for those decisions. It means being open to learning and growing from your experiences. Being proactive is about taking ownership of your life and making the most of it. Main idea number 9. Habit 2, begin with the end in mind, encourages us to think about our goals and objectives before taking action. It is important to visualize the end result we want to achieve and plan our actions accordingly. This will help us stay focused and motivated. By having a clear vision of our desired outcome, we can create a plan of action that will help us reach our goals. We can also identify potential obstacles and plan for how to overcome them. This habit also encourages us to think about the long-term consequences of our actions. We should consider how our decisions today will affect our future. This will help us make decisions that are in line with our values and goals. We can also use this habit to evaluate our current situation and make changes if necessary. By beginning with the end in mind, we can create a roadmap for success. We can stay focused on our goals and take the necessary steps to achieve them. This habit will help us stay motivated and on track to reach our desired outcome. Main idea number 10. Habit 3 of the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey is to put first things first. This habit encourages us to prioritize our tasks and focus on the most important ones first. This helps us stay organized and productive, as we are able to focus on the tasks that are most important and have the greatest impact. It also helps us to avoid procrastination, as we are able to focus on the tasks that need to be done first and not get distracted by other tasks that may be less important. By prioritizing our tasks, we are able to make sure that we are getting the most important tasks done first and not wasting time on tasks that are not as important. This habit helps us to stay organized and productive, and to make sure that we are getting the most important tasks done first. Main idea number 11. Habit 4 of the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey is to think win-win. This means that when faced with a situation, you should seek solutions that benefit everyone involved. This habit encourages people to look for solutions that are mutually beneficial, rather than just focusing on their own needs. It encourages people to think beyond their own interests and consider the interests of others. This habit helps to build strong relationships and create a positive environment. It also encourages people to be open to compromise and to look for creative solutions that can benefit everyone. Thinking win-win helps to foster collaboration and cooperation, which can lead to better outcomes for everyone involved. It also helps to create an atmosphere of trust and respect, which can help to build strong relationships. Thinking win-win is an important habit to cultivate in order to be successful in life. Main idea number 12. Habit 5, seek first to understand, then to be understood is an important concept to remember when engaging in conversations with others. It is important to listen to what the other person is saying and try to understand their point of view before expressing your own. This will help to build trust and respect between the two parties. Listening to the other person and understanding their perspective will also help to ensure that the conversation is productive and that both parties are able to come to a mutual understanding. Additionally, it is important to remember that everyone has different experiences and perspectives, and it is important to be open to hearing different points of view. By listening to the other person and understanding their perspective, you can learn more about them and gain a better understanding of their beliefs and values. Habit 5 is an important habit to practice in order to build strong relationships with others. It is important to remember that everyone has different experiences and perspectives, and it is important to be open to hearing different points of view. By listening to the other person and understanding their perspective, you can learn more about them and gain a better understanding of their beliefs and values. Additionally, it is important to remember that everyone has different experiences and perspectives, and it is important to be open to hearing different points of view. By listening to the other person and understanding their perspective, you can build trust and respect between the two parties. Habit 5 is an important habit to practice in order to build strong relationships with others. It is important to remember that everyone has different experiences and perspectives, and it is important to be open to hearing different points of view. By listening to the other person and understanding their perspective, you can learn more about them and gain a better understanding of their beliefs and values. Additionally, it is important to remember that everyone has different experiences and perspectives, and it is important to be open to hearing different points of view. By listening to the other person and understanding their perspective, you can build trust and respect between the two parties. Main idea number 13. Habit 6, synergize is all about working together with others to create something greater than the sum of its parts. This means that when you work with others, you can achieve more than you could alone. It is about recognizing that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. This means that when you work together with others, you can create something that is more powerful and effective than if you were to work alone. It is about recognizing the strengths and weaknesses of each individual and working together to create something that is greater than the sum of its parts. Synergizing is about recognizing that everyone has something to contribute and that working together can create something that is greater than the sum of its parts. It is about recognizing that everyone has something to offer and that working together can create something that is greater than the sum of its parts. It is about recognizing that everyone has something to give and that working together can create something that is greater than the sum of its parts. It is about recognizing that everyone has something to share and that working together can create something that is greater than the sum of its parts. Synergizing is about recognizing that everyone has something to contribute and that working together can create something that is greater than the sum of its parts. It is about recognizing that everyone has something to offer and that working together can create something that is greater than the sum of its parts. It is about recognizing that everyone has something to give and that working together can create something that is greater than the sum of its parts. It is about recognizing that everyone has something to share and that working together can create something that is greater than the sum of its parts. Synergizing is a powerful tool that can help you achieve more than you could alone. It is about recognizing the strengths and weaknesses of each individual and working together to create something that is greater than the sum of its parts. It is about recognizing that everyone has something to contribute and that working together can create something that is greater than the sum of its parts. It is about recognizing that everyone has something to offer and that working together can create something that is greater than the sum of its parts. Main idea number 14. Habit 7, sharpen the saw is about taking time to rest and recharge. This is an important habit to practice in order to stay energized and productive. It is easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life and forget to take time for ourselves. However, it is essential to take breaks and give ourselves time to relax and recharge. This can be done through activities such as meditation, yoga, reading, or simply taking a walk. Taking time to rest and recharge can help us stay focused and productive, and can also help us to be more creative and innovative. It is important to remember that taking time for ourselves is not a luxury, but a necessity. Taking time to rest and recharge can help us to be more productive and successful in the long run. Main idea number 15. Embracing change means understanding that change is inevitable and that it can be used as an opportunity to grow and improve. It means being open to new ideas and approaches, and being willing to take risks and try new things. It means being flexible and adaptive, and being able to adjust to changing circumstances. It also means being able to recognize when something isn't working and being willing to make changes to improve it. Embracing change requires a positive attitude and a willingness to learn. It means being open to feedback and criticism, and being willing to take constructive criticism and use it to make improvements. It also means being willing to take responsibility for mistakes and learning from them. Finally, it means being able to recognize when something isn't working and being willing to make changes to improve it. Embracing change is an important part of personal growth and development. It allows us to stay current with the times and to stay competitive in our field. It also helps us to stay open to new ideas and approaches, and to be able to adjust to changing circumstances. By embracing change, we can become more successful and more fulfilled in our lives. Main idea number 16. Balance your life. To achieve a balanced life, it is important to make time for all aspects of your life, including work, family, and leisure. This will help you stay healthy and productive. When you make time for all aspects of your life, you can ensure that you are taking care of yourself and your relationships. You can also make sure that you are taking time to relax and enjoy yourself. When you balance your life, you can make sure that you are not overworking yourself or neglecting important relationships. You can also make sure that you are taking time to do activities that you enjoy and that bring you joy. This will help you stay motivated and energized. Additionally, when you balance your life, you can make sure that you are taking time to rest and recharge. This will help you stay focused and productive. Balancing your life is an important part of living a healthy and productive life. It is important to make time for all aspects of your life, including work, family, and leisure. This will help you stay healthy and productive. Additionally, it will help you stay motivated and energized. Taking time to rest and recharge is also important for staying focused and productive. By making time for all aspects of your life, you can ensure that you are taking care of yourself and your relationships. Main idea number 17. Setting goals is an important part of becoming highly effective. Goals should be clear and achievable, and broken down into smaller tasks. This will help you stay focused and motivated. When setting goals, it is important to consider the long-term vision and the short-term objectives. Long-term goals should be broken down into smaller, more achievable goals that can be accomplished in the short term. This will help you stay on track and make progress towards your ultimate goal. Additionally, it is important to set realistic goals that are within your reach. Unrealistic goals can be discouraging and lead to feelings of failure. Once you have set your goals, it is important to create a plan of action. This plan should include the steps you need to take to reach your goals. It should also include a timeline for when each step should be completed. This will help you stay organized and on track. Additionally, it is important to review your goals regularly and adjust them as needed. This will help you stay motivated and focused on achieving your goals. Setting goals is an important part of becoming highly effective. It is important to set clear and achievable goals, break them down into smaller tasks, and create a plan of action. Additionally, it is important to review your goals regularly and adjust them as needed. By following these steps, you will be able to stay focused and motivated, and make progress towards your ultimate goal. Main idea number 18. The idea of taking action and not waiting for the perfect moment is an important one. It is easy to get stuck in the planning phase and never actually take action. However, taking action is the only way to make progress and achieve your goals. It is important to remember that you don't have to have everything perfectly planned out before you take action. You can start small and make adjustments as you go. Taking action is the only way to make progress and move forward. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey emphasizes the importance of taking action. He encourages readers to take action and not wait for the perfect moment. He believes that taking action is the only way to make progress and achieve your goals. He also encourages readers to start small and make adjustments as they go. This will help them to stay on track and make progress. Taking action is an important part of achieving success. It is important to remember that you don't have to have everything perfectly planned out before you take action. You can start small and make adjustments as you go. Taking action is the only way to make progress and move forward. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey emphasizes the importance of taking action and not waiting for the perfect moment. Main idea number 19. Perseverance is an important habit to cultivate in order to achieve success. It is easy to give up when things get tough, but it is important to remember that success often comes after a period of hard work and dedication. When faced with a difficult situation, it is important to stay focused and motivated. Persevere even when things seem impossible. This will help you stay on track and eventually reach your goals. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey emphasizes the importance of perseverance. He states that perseverance is the sustained effort necessary to induce faith. It is the bridge between goals and accomplishments. This means that in order to achieve success, you must be willing to put in the hard work and dedication necessary to reach your goals. It is important to remember that success does not come overnight, and that it often requires a lot of hard work and dedication. Perseverance is a key habit to cultivate in order to achieve success. It is important to stay focused and motivated even when things get tough. Persevere and eventually you will reach your goals. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey emphasizes the importance of perseverance and provides valuable insight into how to stay focused and motivated in order to reach success. Main idea number 20. Living with integrity means living according to your values and being honest with yourself and others. It is important to be true to yourself and to stand up for what you believe in. When you live with integrity, you are more likely to build trust and respect from those around you. This is because people can see that you are genuine and that you are not trying to deceive them. Living with integrity also means being accountable for your actions and taking responsibility for your mistakes. It is important to be honest and open about your mistakes and to learn from them. Living with integrity is not always easy, but it is essential for building strong relationships and for achieving success. It is important to be aware of your values and to make sure that your actions are in line with them. This will help you stay true to yourself and to be honest with others. Living with integrity will also help you build trust and respect from those around you, which can lead to greater success in all areas of your life. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.